when the animal's dead already. It applies both to kabonis, animals that have a ruachayim, and also to menachis. The mincha also has a mitzvah tenufa that has no ruachayim. The mincha saimer has a mincha tenufa to it. Ma'ashenkin besmicha. Ma'ashenkin, the mitzvah smicha does not apply to menachis, it only applies to animals. And Uadim was smicha does not apply to a korban tziva. So guess these are chumras of tenufa over smicha. The tenufa applies both by korban yochid and by korban tziva. Who did liach hashchita could have a tenufa, and Uadim by menachis also. Mashenkin smicha did not have by menachis, it did not have liach hashchita, and you did not have it by a korban tziva. Here now we're holding up tzadik dalid. The Gemara says, "Turn around, one like this." Korbonoi, the pasuk says, "So we darshin l'rabbis korbale korban l'smicha." That anybody that has an ownership, has a shutfis in the korban, that you receive some kapara from this korban, you have to make your own smicha, because otherwise, shiyochel. I would have thought to say, "For loydinu, it's a svara." Or ma tenufa shenisrabso b'shutin nismato b'chuborin. Madich tnufa that has a ribui b'shchutin, even after the animal is mate, you have to make a tnufa of the chazor b'shoik. Still, there's a locha that you do not, by a chabur or shutfis, it's enough for one to make the tnufa for everybody. You do not need a separate tnufa by all the shutfim. If so, smicha by the mitzvah of smicha, shalom nisrabse b'shchutin, there's no mitzvah shchuta, there's no mitzvah smicha after the animal is mate, only when the animal is alive. If so, Einodin, isn't it a svar to say shetismayt bechuborim? In the case we have shutfus in the korban, you should not have to have everybody make a smicha. Should be enough just for one to make a smicha of everybody. Or this Talmud Lema, the pasuk says korbanoi l'rabbis kol l'bali korban l'smicha. That anybody that has a shutfus in this korban that receives some kapara from this korban, he has to have a smicha. From where is the kashiv? So, fitis rabba tenufa b'chuborin. So now I should also say that if you have a korban b'shutfis, so everybody should have to make their own tenufa all the bialim. And really should be mekal b'chaymif, mekal b'chaymif smicha. Well, ma smicha, madach by the mitzvah of smicha. Shlein nisrab so b'shutin, there's no mitzvah smicha. After the animal is laced by a shchuta, nisrab so b'chuborin. Still we say every shutif has to make his own smicha. If so, tenufa, the mitzvah of tenufa, shenis rapsa b'shchutin is a ribu to say, but tenufa, that everybody, shenis rapsa b'shchutin, that even after shchita, still there's a mitzvah tenufa to lift up the chazor b'sheik. If so, ain't isn't it a svar to say, shenis rapsa b'chiborin, that there should be a ribu b'chiborin, that everybody, all the shutfim should have to make their own tenufa, not just one for everybody. Gemara says no. The reason why we don't say this is mishum d'loy efshar. It's not possible. It's not possible to say that a korban is shutfis. Everybody should have to make their own tenufa, because heichidam, heichilevet. How should we do it? All right, turn over. We'll continue on the other side. You're holding that tzadik dalur amin aleph. Again, the question was heichilevet. How should we make it that everybody should make their tenufa? Let's say there are four shutfim to the korban. So if we're going to tell all four to make the tenufa together, Gemara says, if all the shutfim should make the tenufa together, there's a chatzitza. But the locher is the yad of the bailam has to touch in the korban itself. So you have a few of them, each one putting his hands one under another, they're not going to be touching the korban. It's not going to be called a chatzitza. It's not called a good tenufa. Elamai, the other answer is linuf, for the head of linuf. Let them make a tenufa once, and then they'll make another tenufa, a second one. Samura says, no, tenufa merachmono, for loy tenufa is usmicha. The pasuk says to make a tenufa, and the loy tenufa is not to make a few of them. You have to make only one tenufa, for loy tenufa is. The Rashi says, mashenkin by smicha. He does not say the smicha, just says the somach. So the attack, if you could have a few smichas, all the bailam, all the shutfim, have to make their own smicha. Mashenkin by tenufa, there's only one tenufa. Therefore, that's the halacha. One of them does it for everybody. Now the Gemara asks the question, is it true what he's saying? Well, smicha b'shchutin, less that there's no mitzvah smicha. By shchutin, you have to shchita. I want to learn like this, learn the Gemara in Mishnah, the Gemara in Talmud that says, bizman shekoyen godu roi telahakter, the koyen godu wants to be makter by the korban atomid every day. So, hoyo oilu abakeves, if you go up the keves, v'sagan b'mino, the skam b'mino is right hand, on his right side. Hegiel amachtas hakeves, when they walked up halfway up the plank to the mizbeach, is orcha skan b'mino, the skam will hold on to his right, v'haleu and bring him up. He like led him up, he helped him go up. Now, v'hoishet loy harishim, there were like 9 kahanim, or 11 kahanim used to work with the korban atomid. So now the first kohen used to hold v'hoishet loy harishon, harosh v'regel. He would hand over to the kohen gadol the head of the korban and the feet of the korban. So mechalei, the kohen gadol would make a smicha, put his hands on top of them, v'rezorkan, and then he would throw on top of them his mizbeach. Then v'hoishet hashen el rishon, then the second kohen that was working with the korban atomid would hand over to the first kohen shtei yadayim, the 2 hands, and then this kohen noisnu the kohen gadol, he would give it over to the kohen gadol. Then the Kohen Gadol will make a smicha on them, v'zorkan, and throw it on the mizbeach. Then nishmat hasheni, the second one will go away, v'holach loy, v'kach hoyu moshitun loy shar kol evorm. That's the way it said, they used to hand the rest of the evorm of the korban to the Kohen Gadol. And semechalein, everyone separately, the Kohen Gadol will make a smicha on it, v'zorkan, and then he will throw it on the mizbeach. V'zman shiroitze, who semech, v'yacherim zorkan, if the Kohen Gadol wanted to, he would just make a smicha, and then another Kohen would throw it on the mizbeach. But I call upon a mashmir, the Kohen Gadol made a smicha, even after shchita. So Gemara says, Amar Abaye, hoso mishum kfoidu the Kohen Gadol. I tell you over here, it wasn't the real mitzvah smicha. Avad after shchita is no more mitzvah smicha. Here was just a mishum kfoidu the Kohen Gadol, they acted this way. But it was not really a real smicha. A real smich is only mechayim and not liach hashchita. Yehadjun alecha shtei midas. Now the Mishnah says, shtei halechem. The shtei halechem that was brought on Shavuos, ni loishos achas achas. They had to work with it like need each lechem separately. V'nefos achas achas also was baked, each one separately at the tanner. You only put one in the tanner at a time. Lechem aponim, the 12 lechem aponim that was baked for every Shabbos, Niloishoist achasachas, the same thing that would be needed each challah by itself. But v'nefois shtayim shtayim, when they put it into the tanner to be baked, they would bake 2 at a time. Uvitfus hoye oisin oisin, hoye ois oisin, they would make it in the form. So therefore, kishuroidin, when they would take it down, kishuroidin, when they would take them off from the oven, noisin ulvitfus, they put into another of pin, another form. Kadesh lo yiskalkul, in order that it should not break. Like we'll see in the Gemara, there were 3 forms for the lechem aponim, 3 different pins it went into. Now the Gemara says, Minu hanemili, how do we know this yisoid? Minu hanemili, that you have to have the lechem aponim, each one work separately. The Tanur Rabbanan, the Pasuk says, Shnei esroinim yiachala. Each chala by the lechem aponim has to be 2 esroinim. So, Yih HaChalo Achas, the Pasuk says. So it says, Lashon of HaChalo HaAchas. So with Darash from Malam, it comes to teach us, Sheni Loishas Achas Achas, that you would need each one separately. Minayin, how do we know to say, She'af Shteh HaLechem Kach, even by the Shteh HaLechem, most was the same way, you would have to need each one separately. Tam Lehm, it says the word, Yiyah, Shnei Asreinim Yiyah. Uminayin, how do I know to say, Shafiyoson Shtaim Shtaim, how do we know to say when you used to bake the lechem upon him, you would bake 2 at a time? Talmudim, the Pasuk says, Visamto Oisam, put them, Oisam Ashmetu, put 2 at a time in the oven. Yochelis, I would have thought to say, Av Shteh Lechem Kain, maybe by the Shteh Lechem, what's the same thing? You should bake both of them together. Talmudim, it says, Oisam, it says over here Lechem aponim oisam, as if to say only here you bake 2 together, and not by the shteh lechem. So where's the question? Hay oisam ho afikta? We need the legufa to teach us that by the lechem aponim you bake 2 at a time.
How do we know to say lafuke comes to exclude the shtei lechem? Maybe the shtei lechem also was baked both at a time. So Mor says, no, came if so, lemikor, the pasuk should say, v'samtem. My v'samto, what's the lashon of v'samto oisom? It should have said it in one word, v'samtom. What's the lashon of v'samto oisom? Two words. Shamet mino tatem. Here we hear two things. That first of all, the lechem upon him is baked two together. And also the shtei lechem is not, there you bake each one separately. Turn around, but look at the price like this. The pasuk says, v'samto oisom. So we say it means b'defus. You have to put it inside a pan. And the locker rolls, shloisha defus and heim. There were three different pans they had there when they baked the lechem upon him. Nois non ledfus, v'yadayin hi betzek. They would put like the dough in a form, in a defus. Then there was a second defus in the oven itself. They used to take this dough and then put it into the defus in the oven. When they would take it out of the oven, they put it into another defus, another pan that has the form of lechem upon him. And the reason is, that the challah should not break later. It used to always be in a form. The question is though, what do you have to have a third one for? When you take it out of the first one and put it into the oven, so when you take it out of the oven, put it back into the first one again. So Gemara says, no. Kivun the yofa lo nafcha. Once they baked it in the oven, it became bigger. So now that it's bigger, it doesn't fit into the first one anymore. Therefore, you have to have a third one after the oven. They put it into another one that was big enough to take it now. Itma will learn like this. Lechem upon him keitzer oisin. How did they make the lechem upon him? What form did it have? Keitzer oisin oisa. Tot zum Machleikis.